peace. Everyone is looking for it, but the only place you'll find true and lasting peace is right here in God's Word. Join us as we go back to God's Word on this edition of Abounding Grace with our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon. Welcome to Abounding Grace, the ministry of United Reformed Church here in Linden. And indeed, it is abounding grace that we seek and find here in God's Word. We would invite you to join us for the next few minutes as our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon, brings us back to God's Word that we might find that peace, that encouragement for the day, that challenge to follow hard after Christ. For this edition of Abounding Grace now, here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
In Romans 8, verse 2, after the Apostle Paul has assured us that we have no condemnation, being in Christ Jesus, he makes this glorious statement, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." That is such an important statement, isn't it? Because essentially what he's saying is that the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives means that we are free having been joined to Christ. His presence is the assurance for us that the great declaration of verse 1 is true, that we can live knowing there's no condemnation. Now I want to rehearse some of these promises today with you to those who have trusted in Christ so that we would understand just how glorious a salvation and how sure a salvation this is. This is Ephesians 1, 13 and 14. "In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory." In Romans 8, 16, he goes on to say, "The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God." So God sent him to testify in our hearts that we are adopted children of his grace. He's bearing witness to the truth of verse 3 of Romans 8. "For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh." Now, do you understand that? What he's essentially saying here is that the basis of your assurance and the way that assurance is worked in your hearts is through the work of the Spirit as he bears witness to what Christ has done for you on the cross. As he assures your hearts that that work was for you. You see, my friends, we come to the root statement of the whole book. When the Apostle Paul says in verse 3, "For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh." That is the root statement of the whole book, because essentially everything he's been saying about justification and the declaration that there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ had at its root, Jesus himself came here to this world. He took to himself our rags in the likeness of our sinful flesh. And God accepted his Son's perfect law-keeping life on our behalf. But to remove the curse that was upon our heads for all of the horrible disobedience our lives have produced all of our days, God poured out his own condemnation that should have justly fallen on us upon his Son. God did not spare up his own Son. God broke him and collected all of his justice from the substitute. The Father poured out his wrath on his Son so that we might today be absolutely sure that in coming to him and being united to him, there is no condemnation. I don't know. There's no other message that is more exciting than that. Today, the Holy Spirit lives in our lives, bearing witness to that great truth and ensuring in verse 4 that the righteous requirement of the law is being fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. That's the most amazing thing about our lives now. And this is what we will see as we continue in our study of Romans, is that the Holy Spirit lives in our hearts. He is empowering us to fulfill the law's righteous demands. Not to earn anything. It's already been earned. We don't earn anything to get right with God. But now out of gratitude and response to God for his love for us in Christ, that law is being lived through the work of the Spirit in us. Notice this, that the design of the Christian life is that we would live in holiness. God has saved us in His Son unto holiness. You see why it's so problematic to say that it doesn't matter as Christians how we live? Oh, it does matter. Because the great purpose of God in saving us is to recreate us into the image of His Son. And that is done as He changes our hearts. And we become His. And His law is fulfilled in us. Now, I want us to think about this today. This is what we've seen. No condemnation. The Spirit lives in our hearts. He bears witness to the work of Christ's life, death, and resurrection, assures us now that we are His, produces in us a holy life so that the law is being fulfilled. One pastor asked this question. If holiness is the outcome of a changed life, how do we account for the unholy, worldly state of so many alleged Christians in their churches? George Gallup does all these polls in Christianity, and he found that 95% of people say they believe in God. 15 years ago, half of Americans were found in church on Sunday. I don't know if that's still true today. That's pretty hard for me to believe. But 15 years ago, they say half of all Americans were found in church on Sunday. And yet, only 1 in 8 said it made any difference in their lives. Most had no spiritual discipline in the home, prayer, reading scriptures. An anti-intellectual strain was off the charts. For people in this country, it's rare for their Christianity to make any difference in their lives. What does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. We have a church invaded today with people who say they are Christians, but aren't. And their lives tell it. It's a very sad phenomenon in our day. You heard me say at the beginning this week, every time we see a real movement of the Spirit of God, you know what happens? There was a stirring among those who were false professors in the church, those who had been so-called Christians in name, who had no interest in the Word, never to read it, who had no interest in holiness. All of a sudden, they grasped their true condition, deeply affected by their sin, and for the first time realized how great their need was for Christ. And a whole hunger and thirst for the kingdom of God and His righteousness followed. Where are you today, my friend? I suppose if I could sum up, we have met three kinds of people here. The first is the Pharisee. I thank you, God, that I'm not like this. I'm a good person. I don't do all these bad things. My life is moral. My life is together. That is the most difficult person to reach. Because they despise having anyone to think that something is wrong. And yet something is wrong with all of our lives. That's why we need Christ. On the opposite end of the spectrum are those whose sin makes them cry out so much that they can't believe in a Savior who's actually great enough to deliver them from their sins. And as they hear the law, they remain under its bondage. But then, my friends, there's a third kind of person. Who does see his sin like the last person? Who also, like the last person, is often beat down by his sin and the law and struggle. But he gets up and he goes to the feet of his Christ. And he understands that at Jesus' feet, there is no condemnation. Jesus stood up and said, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly of heart. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." There's no condemnation at the feet of Christ to those who come to Him with a believing heart. And the truth of what Jesus said radiates from their lives. Those who believed in Jesus and known this forgiveness, to whom much is forgiven, that one loves much. And the life shows it. A Christian must believe these promises by faith. And the great promise to you today is, there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And that means that today you can live fully assured with joy that the Spirit of life lives in you, guaranteeing your inheritance. That He loved you so much, that He sent His Son to stand in your place. And that Son, Jesus Christ, suffered the full penalty of our lawbreaking on our behalf. And today has so committed Himself to you by sending His Spirit into your hearts that He is fulfilling in your very life the very demands of His law as you live thankfully and set apart in holiness for being acquitted before his throne room forever. You know, that's what I say to you today. May that kind of assurance and love in the gospel shown to you today make you press forward. And when you stumble, and you will, get up. Where do you stand, my friends? I leave you with this story I came across in one of my commentaries on Romans by James Boyce. And here's what happened. This pastor got on a train one day, and a gypsy got on beside him and asked him if he would like to have his palm read and his future, past, present, and future told. And the pastor said, "You know what? That's really not necessary. I know my past. It's already been told to me. And I know my present. And I know my future." And she wanted to hear about it. And so he reached into his pocket and he said, "Here, let me read it to you." Pulled out Ephesians chapter 2. "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is at now work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath." "That's my past," he said. The woman had been startled when he pulled the New Testament from his pocket and now tried to get away. "That's plenty," she protested. "I don't want to hear anymore." "Wait," said the pastor, "there's more. Here's my present. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive in Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you've been saved." "No more," the gypsy protested. "Oh, you must hear my future, and you're not even going to have to pay me for it. I'm going to give it to you for nothing. It says, in order that in the coming ages he might know the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus." By now, the gypsy was halfway down the aisle of the train saying, "I took the wrong man." My friends, do you know your past, present, and future? Dead in trespasses and sins, made alive so that there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus, set free from the law of sin and death, and now have a sure future of the Spirit living in you, that you will rise again.
Exercising our minds, hearts, and affections towards Christ. This has been Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden, studying God's Word that we might show ourselves approved. Thank you for joining us. As always, we leave you with our address and phone number if you'd like to contact us. Maybe you have a question, comment about the broadcast. Maybe you'd like to join us for worship or a prayer request. Again, you can reach us at 360-318-0429. Again, that phone number is 360-318-0429. If you'd like to know more about us, you can visit our website. A lot of information there, lindenurc.com. Again, that's lindenurc.com. As always, you're welcome to write, 8650 Benson Road, Linden, Washington. The zip code is 98264. And again, that phone number, 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. If you're planning a visit, we would love to see you. In fact, let one of the ushers know you're invited by the radio broadcast, won't you? That would encourage us a great deal. Sunday services are at 10 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. We're at 8650 Benson Road here in Linden. For the directions, you can either go to our website, lindenurc.com, or call us, 360-318-0429. Again, 360-318-0429. Our desire here at Abounding Grace is that you grow in Christ. If there's anything we can do to help you in that endeavor, please feel free to contact us. And then join us again next time for another broadcast of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon.